From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, classes start today at Virginia Tech, a campus still trying to deal with the deadly shootings last spring. First, though, Elvira Arellano is back in Mexico after being deported from Los Angeles over the weekend. She's the native of Mexico, you may remember, who became a symbol in the immigration battle when she defied a deportation order and took sanctuary in a Chicago church. She stayed in that church for a year. We'll hear from the pastor of that church in a moment. Joining me now is Michael Keegan. He's a spokesman for Immigration and Customs Enforcement in Washington. Mr. Keegan, welcome to the program.
Hello, how you doing?
Tell us what happened yesterday at the Our Lady Queen of Angels Church in Los Angeles.
Well, yes. Roughly yesterday in mid-afternoon, Ms. Arellano was in attendance at a conference in that area. ICE officers, along with our agents, took her into custody without incident by the Los Angeles ICE officers. Subsequent to that, she was processed at a staging facility in Santa Ana, California. And subsequent to that, she was transported to about 100 miles to the border crossing at San Ysidro, California, where she was turned over to the Mexican immigration officials.
So you had known that she was going to attend this rally?
The information that we received, obviously I'm not going to be able to divulge that kind of information, but we were aware of her locations for most of the time since she departed the sanctuary of the church.
So you followed her across country?
Not necessarily. We're just aware of her locality at certain points while she was traveling.
Now, according to her supporters, ICE agents surrounded the car that she was in, kind of a dragnet.
Well, you got to take it into perspective. Obviously, you know, she is a high-profile case, has a lot of support. At the same time, you know, the ICE officers took Arellano into custody. First of all, as required by law, at a time and place, basically, that took into consideration not only the safety of the officers, but the safety of Ms. Arellano and those that were traveling as companions as well.
Now, she was scheduled for a hearing on September 12th. So why did ICE arrest her now, just 3 weeks before that hearing, a hearing that could have resulted in her deportation anyway?
I'm not aware that she has a hearing on September 12th. What she does have, she's got a order of deportation pending over her that goes back as far back as 1997. Beyond that, we actually sat down, after we took her into custody, we sat down with the consular officers of the government of Mexico and sort of tried to debate the issue of what legal remedy might be available for her one last time. And we were all in agreement that there was nothing available for her. The only thing that we needed to do was deport her from the United States according to what the deportation order asked us to do.
She has an 8-year-old son. His name is Saul. What happens to him now?
Well, at the request of Ms. Arellano, he was transferred over to the custody of those that were going with her companions, and that includes also the pastor.
Could she have taken him with her? Would you have prevented that?
No, absolutely not. The decision of whether the child stays here or not was completely Ms. Arellano's. That responsibility and that decision falls solely on the parent. Sadly, however, U.S. children that are U.S. citizens that are born here in the United States by illegal immigrants oftentimes bear the consequences of the parent's decision to enter the country or stay in the country illegally. And there's no better example than here with Ms. Arellano.
Well, she's saying that she's an example of how inhumane the U.S. government's policies are of separating American-born children from their immigrant parents.
Obviously, this was debated back in 1996 when the law changed then. However, the law is the way it's written, ICE has not only the mandate but the responsibility to apply that law according to the way it's written.
Michael Keegan, spokesman for Immigration and Customs Enforcement in Washington, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.